Page 112. E. On Higher Ground.
I'm Tara Hayes. I live in Northamptonshire in the Midlands in England. I'm 15 years old and I'm a climber on the British team. I did a climbing course for little children when I was 8 years old, and someone suggested to me that I do a competition. I tried that and I won it. From then on, I have kept on competing and training hard. To become good, you have to train technique, power, strength, and endurance, and you need to do certain exercises. You can do laps for endurance, and you can also use other sports to help, like running and circle training, and you can do weights in the gym. Climbing involves a lot of endurance, and you have to kind of pace yourself. Otherwise, you'll get lactic acid in your forearms really quickly, and then you can't hang on. Sometimes I do core strength on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Then I do planks, sit-ups, and things on a gym ball to control your movements. I'm going to start running shortly, but at the moment my knees are a bit sore, so I can't do that. I climb about 3.5 hours on Monday, about 4 on Wednesday, 2.5 on Friday, and then about 5 hours on Saturday. I suppose you kind of get out of it what you put in. So if you train really hard, you should do well in the end. But if I don't do as well as I like in a competition, I don't think, oh my God, this training is not paying off, I don't want to do it anymore. I just think that I need to work harder. The best part about climbing is probably the movement of it and the sense of achievement when you're at the top. It helps me to relax really and to kind of get away from everything. The equipment you need is a harness so you can attach onto the rope and a rope to attach to the top. You need climbing shoes, which are really tight so the end doesn't bend and slip off. They've got grippy rubber on them. You also need a chalk bag, which is a little bag you clip around your waist that has chalk in it. The chalk helps you grip. If you're climbing outdoors, you should take a helmet because of loose rocks. Then you need quick draws to clip into the clips. Finally, you need a sling at the top of the wall so you can lower off if there is not a clip at the top. For top rope climbing, the rope is at the top of the wall, so if you fall off, you'll just fall a meter or so. If you do lead climbing, you have to clip for every clip, which is roughly every meter. If you fall off, you could sometimes fall a few meters and then hit the wall, but normally you're okay. I have heard of people breaking their ankles and stuff, but that's quite unlikely. Sometimes in bouldering, where you don't have a rope because it's not that high and you have a crash mat, I've fallen on my back and jerked my neck. I've also hurt my shoulder a bit before and had a bit of tendonitis from holding my arm in one position a lot. But I've never had any serious injury. Climbing outside is more dangerous because obviously there are rocks that could fall off. So you're meant to have a helmet on. You also take bigger falls because the clips are further apart. It takes quite a while to get used to if you've mostly been doing indoor climbing. Indoors, you can see where you need to go, but outdoors, there are bits of rock everywhere and it takes a while to decide where to go, which takes more endurance because you're on the wall for longer. But normally, outdoor climbing is a bit more relaxing because you don't really train. It's just kind of for fun. But when I'm indoors, I'm doing training. I do a lot of competitions. When I was 13, I came second in the British Lead Championships and I won the British Bouldering Championships last year. Last year, in my first ever European Championship, I qualified for the final and came sixth. At the start of this year, I did a European in Scotland. I qualified for the final and I came fourth. Last February, we had a selection day for the Junior World Championships in Singapore. You had like 5 climbs to try, and depending on how many you topped or how well you did, you got selected for certain events. I topped them all, so I'm going to Singapore. I'm going with 5 other people ranging from my age to 18. I hope to reach the final or at least the semi. You have to be quite organized to fit training around homework and exams. Especially next year when I'm in year 11 and will have quite a lot of GCSEs. This year I had 3, and I had a European the weekend before all the exams, which was quite bad timing. But if you take your revision with you, you can always do a bit and you should do all right. Luckily, my school is fine with me taking time off to go away. I would really recommend climbing. It's been really fun and I've made lots of friends. In competitions, if you don't really know anyone and other people don't really know all the other people, then you can just talk to them and you can help each other out. If you're climbing the same route, you can give each other advice on it. You often end up being friends. Sometimes we go on trips. Last February, I went away to Spain with some of my friends from climbing. We did outdoor climbing on rock in Costa Blanca. It was just kind of to relax a bit, so no training or comps. We had a lot of fun together. Tara.